Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook with you on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Thanks to Laura for the quick news update. Okay, let's start with this Katie Couric story. That popped up yesterday, and I mean, Katie, come on. So she's interviewing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2016. And she now has admitted that in order to protect the justice, and she admitted she's a fan of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who since obviously has passed away, that she took up part of what Ruth Bader Ginsburg had to say. In the interview, and this is a time of Colin Kaepernick, and I want to get to Kaepernick here next. Ginsburg reportedly said that people who kneel during the national anthem are showing contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life. Couric made the decision to cut the justice's comments from the final piece that she wrote for Yahoo News. She reportedly writes in her book that she faced a conundrum. Following the interview, Couric said the head of public affairs for the Supreme Court emailed and asked Ginsburg's comments be removed from the story as she had misspoken. While the final piece does include Ginsburg's comments that the gesture is dumb and disrespectful, she made the decision to edit it out. She thought Ginsburg at the time was elderly and probably didn't fully understand the question. She also admitted she reached out to David Brooks. Okay. My father, I'll be very honest about this. Monday is 1 year after my father passed. I am not going to work that day because I honestly didn't know what to do on air. I felt like I either had to talk about my father throughout the show in some way, because it's hard to talk about my father passing and everything that meant to me, my family, this radio station, and then go to overrated, underrated, properly rated. Just didn't feel right to me. And we're just going to do some things as a family and individually. But I bring that up because nobody more than me knows how at times my father struggled. And in an ideal world, my father wouldn't have been on the air the last few years if I had my way. I was working at the Fan in the aughts when Mick Anselmo, who had hired me at the Fan, was here. And I called him repeatedly and asked him to take my father off 640 and 740 because he was struggling, I thought, then. And my father loved it. My father was so incredibly, even with his success, was so incredibly insecure and worried like where his next paycheck was going to be. And so I got that, but I had a tough time listening to Sundays because he was struggling so much. So when he got criticized, that's came with the territory. He wasn't willing to accept that he had slipped in any way. And there were days when he didn't slip at all. If he could hear and he had his sleep, he was still good. I mean, the one-on-ones I did with him, I still thought he was very good. But if you're going to make yourself available, even when you're older, I think there's a way to do it respectfully. I think, well, I won't go there, but I there's just someone who continues to speak about my father in such an incredibly disrespectful way, even though he had a very good relationship with him. It's lacking decency. But it doesn't surprise me. And I'm bringing this up because at this point, Dan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on the Supreme Court. And if she's stepped away, Dan, and she's having a tougher day, I kind of get that because that's going to happen to all of us if we're so fortunate to live that long. But if you're still holding one of the nine most important positions and you say this, and then a journalist is going to say, I'm just going to cut this out. If I'm a conservative, I'm saying, what else is new?
Right.
I think Katie Couric blew it. I think because of the decisions that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still involved in, that you have to run that. What do you think?
No, I think you nailed it. I think if, like you said, if she had retired or stepped away from the bench at that point, and you want to make some allowances or some, then it's a different deal. But if you're saying that you don't think that she's clear enough or has it all together enough to be, you know, saying the comments that she said, then you should be sounding all kinds of alarm bells about the fact that, yeah, like you said, this is one of the most nine most important jobs in the American legal system.
Right.
If Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, believes that she was still cognizant enough to do the job as a Supreme Court justice and makes these comments, then I think you're kind of obligated to report them.
By the way,
at least not soft pedal them.
Yeah. When the Kaepernick story was enormous and Ruth Bader Ginsburg made the decision to sit down. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg did some amazing things in her career. Even if you disagree with her politics or her judicial decisions, her accomplishments are amazing. Antonin Scalia raved about her as much as anybody in this country. They disagreed passionately. But that's pretty tough to cherry pick that one. If she's sitting down for it, I think you have to accept everything. Kaepernick, by the way, because Netflix has got a show coming out, Colin in Black and White, where he actually does some acting in it. Kaepernick says in a story, he is still practicing 5-6 days a week in hopes of a comeback. This country shocks us all the time in comebacks. He hasn't played in the league since 2016. That is a long, long time. 0 to 10. The chances Colin Kaepernick is on an NFL roster during a regular season game before his career ends.
0.
I'll go first.
I'm sorry.
0.01.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to say it. 0. No, there's no chance. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, bravo. I don't agree with it. I don't have any doubt that there was coordination on this one, but it's just not going to happen. Fired for refusing the vaccine, don't count on unemployment benefits. You okay with that? Because we both have said we're accepting of vaccine mandates within private businesses. I was more willing than you, after pushing back for a long time on the government mandates, to say, I don't know what else we're going to do to try to convince people to take the shots. And I want to get to that in the next story I'm going to mention about another prominent law enforcement agency where they're not going to take it. But if you decide Odyssey decides either you're vaccinated or you're out. And let's say hypothetically, because you are vaccinated and you believe in it, like all of us on this show. But if you said, nope, do you think you should get unemployment benefits? Because I don't. I'm sorry. They're allowed to create a policy. And if the law of the land says that they're allowed to put in the vaccine mandates. If you then defy it, I don't think you should get the unemployment.
Well, this basically comes down to being fired for cause, right? I mean, isn't that the usual line of collecting unemployment? Is if you're fired for cause,
I would think so.
You're not allowed to collect unemployment. And that's, you know, it's not like this isn't in your purview. You have a decision to make as an employee. And if you make one decision, you keep your job. If you make another decision, you don't get to keep your job. I wouldn't say you'd turn around and get unemployment benefits at that point at all. No.
Last one, trying to tie these together here. The Chicago Police Union, the head, is urging officers to hold the line over vaccine mandates, and the mayor is saying, bring it on. So tomorrow is the deadline to let them know if they're vaccinated. Right now, it's viewed as a temporary measure until the end of the year, city decides what to do with unvaccinated employees. The head of the Chicago branch of the Fraternal Order of Police urges members to hold the line. Give them everything that they need on Thursday, except don't fill out the portal information referring to the reporting on your vaccination status. So here we go again, because we talked about this last week, where the sheriff in L.A. was saying, guess what? I'm not going to require my employees to follow the mandate when the policy was put in place in L.A. And so, as I said last week, if you're living in L.A. and you don't want to get the shot, I disagree with you. I know you do also. But if you and you could lose your job, you're saying, wait a sec. The folks who are out here protect us, they're not going to do it. And I am empathetic to the dilemma, because if Chicago stays with this, how many hundreds and hundreds of police officers are they going to be down? Same thing in L.A. But how are we going to pick and choose, Dan? If law enforcement gets to not follow this, why shouldn't somebody who's a salesperson or pick the spot? Because the hypocrisy looks extraordinarily strong. Or forget hypocrisy, how about the legal consistency by the folks who are in charge of enforcing the law?
Well, and especially, you know, police officers are obviously a frontline situation, right? I mean, it's one thing for a salesperson, you know, the number of people a salesperson interacts with as opposed to a police officer or emergency worker, it's not close. So it's almost even more necessary for folks that are in frontline positions like that to be able to get vaccinated. Now, having said that, we're talking about a union here, and we're talking about collectively bargained contracts. And that's where I think this runs into trouble in Chicago. I don't know the nature of their contract. I don't know what kind of emergency stipulations the city can put in. But if I'm the advocate for a union, this is something that needs to be collectively bargained.
Well, you also then have, let me use Kyrie Irving as an example. He's in a union, but the city of New York has set up standards. The NBA Players Association did not agree that everybody should receive the vaccine. They would not agree to that. But they said they would do their best to provide all the information. So New York, San Francisco, now L.A. have their requirements. And that's why Kyrie Irving was going to miss his time with New York, and then the Nets made their decision. So that's a collective bargaining situation where a city had something and the business did step in. Okay, four different topics. You can react to two of them, three of them, four of them, or one of them. But you have to bring it. Has to be something unique and different that's going to stand out a little bit. And if it does, you're eligible to win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones when they come to town at U.S. Bank October 24th. Phone calls, texts, same number. Let's go. We'll have 7-8 minutes when we come back before we get to a very intriguing and concerning story about modified guns and what's taking place in Minneapolis. That's at about 2:35. But we have time when we come back after this short pause. Let's go with the phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226. Modified weapons in Minneapolis, an excellent Star Tribune story. Very good guests coming up. on that particular topic in about 10 minutes. We've given you four different topics to react to with the chance to win a pair of tickets to the Rolling Stones. Let's get to a couple texts, and we'll get to Mike, first of all, calling in. The Ginsburg comment being deleted goes back to your topic earlier this week, why nobody trusts the media. I agree. I agree, no doubt. The RBG comment was their second worst mistake of all time behind not retiring at the safe time to have a president that matches her value. Pick a replacement. They love the job, Dan. They should just admit it. They just love, like Stephen Breyer is the same thing. Scalia tragically dies. They all tragically die, right? You know, it's at some point. It's pretty rare. You know, there's all these crazy internet rumors about why Kennedy stepped down when he did. They don't want to give it up. That's why, to me, it should be 20 years, 25 years, whatever it might be. And that's it. You had your chance. And it's the timing of who's the president at that time. Is there ever any chance that Kaepernick could go to another football league? I guess always. Somebody says, have a call into the Raiders. Well, yeah, for PR purposes. That was my fear a little bit, Dan, that somebody would bring Kaepernick on, not for the valid reasons, but for the PR reasons. And they've just decided, no, the PR is too negative. And that's why they're not going to bring back. On COVID, a couple of them. Why don't you ever talk about natural immunity and the studies behind that? I've had COVID, was asymptomatic, had the natural antibodies. I don't need the vaccine. Studies show that the vaccine could actually make it worse for me. We talk about it often. We talk about it often with experts. Mike Osterholm has talked about, Paul Offit has talked about that, the immunity that you do get with COVID and how it can be helpful. There are no proven studies I've seen, Dan, that suggest if you get the vaccine and you've already had COVID, that you're going to get worse. Yeah. In fact, all the studies I see, they don't deny that the immunity you get from COVID, but it enhances it.
That's the
texture.
Yeah. It's not that we don't talk about it. It's that we don't say what the texture wants us to say. Because that's not what the studies have borne out. Yes, you have natural immunity when you get COVID. There's no question about that. Nobody's ever argued that point. But so far, the studies haven't figured out exactly how long you have that for. And, you know, it can be long enough. You know, maybe it protects you, but maybe it's not enough to protect you. So what studies have shown is that if you have if you've had COVID, like I have, and you've been vaccinated, like I have, that's how you maximize your protection for yourself and for other people around you. That's what the studies show, not that the vaccine can actually harm you. That's garbage.
Here's another one that is just so narrow-minded. Freedom. It's a free country, Chad. We have laws. We have guidelines every single day in this country. You have requirements at work. You have requirements in cities you live. You have state requirements. You have state laws, federal laws. This idea that this is somehow new and we have not reacted through quick legislative process or deliberative legislative process is utter nonsense and is cherry picking freedom. And I love the country. Doesn't mean I have to agree with everything, but this idea that you just get to do whatever you want and nobody can ever stop you is nonsense. Mike's in Princeton. Mike, you're on CCO.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, I'm a little bit mixed about the vaccination mandate. My concern is, what is it going to turn into after this? Are we going to check people to see if they've gone to the gym that week and taken care of themselves and done everything they can to be healthy?
No, it's not going to turn to that, Mike. Come on now. I get that a lot of people like to go to the slippery slope. We're not going there. Let's deal with the situation as it stands with a pandemic that has killed 720,000 people. Study came out recently from Pennsylvania that over half who had COVID are still dealing with long-term effects. Let's deal with what's going on right now and the power the businesses have on a daily basis to set guidelines for how you have to work there.
Well, I agree with that, but my experience with working with a lot of employees is that the employees that have COVID issues that have gone out recently, tested positive, are typically sick a lot, you know, compared to the healthier employees that I know. and I'm not even looking at the vaccine issue, but the ones that have been out that have tested positive seem to be sick on a regular basis. And
well, there are. I'm going to jump in, Mike, because I want to get to another call, and I appreciate you calling in. There are. Listen, you have a better chance if you're younger, if you're fitter. But I've used this example a bunch. I've got a friend of mine who's 35, was in great shape, got horribly sick and almost died. Is he more the aberration? Yes. But are we seeing the age lowering? Yes. And so do businesses have the ability within the confines of the law to set up requirements? Yes, they do. Greg and Blaine, I got about a minute for you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if the federal mandate says you get the vaccine, then you get the vaccine. And if you're on unemployment, you show up to the unemployment, show them you got the vaccine, you get your unemployment check. If you don't show them you get vaccination, you don't get the unemployment check.
So you're fine with the business. You're fine. You're fine with it, Greg, that if you're let go because your business has a mandate, that they had guidelines, they could fire you for cause, and then you don't get unemployment under that scenario.
Yes. I mean, if I have a reasonable exemption, you know, which has been set out by the feds, then if I don't get the vaccine, then my boss has a responsibility to keep my other employees safe, or their employees safe, and the people, your customers, too.
I agree with you. I'm with you. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. Keep the text coming in, 651-461-9226. Had to move a little bit quicker through those calls. They came in a little bit later, and I want to get to our next guest and what's happening with weapons in Minneapolis. That'll come up after weather and traffic on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.